Why pray for America or any other country or any geographic location anywhere in the entire universe, small or large? Although this recording is designed to be aimed primarily at America. America. It is recorded that Mary Baker Eddy stated that she could not have discovered or founded or been a leader of Christian Science except in America. America was founded by various leaders of other countries who came to America to escape the oppression and lack of freedom for the individual, including but not limited to the freedom of religion. Also, where women's rights were harnessed with little ability to be free. Even though when America was founded, many of those same limited thoughts restricted women, including the inability to be able to vote for political leaders, still, America was the only possibility for being able to be free. Because of human tendencies of immorality, all stemming from the belief of being born a sinner, as is taught by many of the religions and religious leaders, the political leaders are sucked into the same immoral atmosphere and are subservient to it. As a result, greed for money and other assets, the attraction to controlling other people, controlling geography from the small to the very large areas, including the entire country of America, which is expanded into all countries on planet Earth, which a few people want to control. And of course, the mind of humanity, the insatiable thirst for control of everything and everyone, has corrupted not only the beauty of the independence, which is the founding principles of America, but has corrupted planet Earth. Very few, as a percentage of those in political power and influence, are exempt from following this evil path. And in an attempt to maintain or expand one's realm along these lines, there has been susceptibility to doing things that one would not otherwise do and be subject to evils that what otherwise one would refute. For these and other reasons, it is therefore incumbent upon any earnest seeker of truth to include in their work pursuing that end the prayerful treatment, genuine and comprehensively, of this dire situation that America is facing right now. Mary Baker Eddy has prophesied that if America does not overcome these evils, that it is doomed for an extended period of dark ages that could extend thousands of years. Much longer than the one that we recovered from, which began about the time of the Council of Churches at 325 AD, up until the Renaissance began, some thousand years or so later. The advent of many inventions which did break through the oppression, including the printing press, began a trend whereby information could be disseminated. But unfortunately, in the last 100+ years, due to the greed of so-called mortal man, a large number of inventions which would have given mankind freedom have been suppressed. People have been assassinated or otherwise restrained and restricted, such that the beautiful inventions have been exiled from dissemination, such that only a very tiny percent of the population of America, and in fact all of planet Earth, even know of the existence of such liberating inventions. Also, the corruption that has seeped into the entire framework and fabric of planet Earth has, for its own sustainability, hidden corrupt activities which have been responsible for the acts mentioned already, as well as assassinations, murders, genocide, and about any kind of evil one could imagine. Evils against humanity that one would not even want to think about, let alone the fact that most don't even know that this has been taking place for so many decades and centuries. In fact, in some cases, for thousands of years. Even in geographic locations like America, where elections are supposed to be free and honest, this is a total fable. For it has not mattered who actually won the vote, but it's who counts the vote. And not even that, but the ones who are permitted to even be included is almost completely controlled by corruption. Again, this whole problem is the belief that there is a material birth, life, maturity, peaking out, decline, and expiration. Jesus was an example of one who did not have a birth based on the union of a male and female, nor did he expire, but he ascended, as well as overcoming the belief of death in the meantime, as was shown by his resurrection. The whole experience of Jesus was a teaching and provided inspiration for all humanity to know that it was possible, as shown by Jesus' own life and all but the birth without the union of the male and female, has been demonstrated by many. For the reasons already stated herein, if anyone really is an earnest seeker of truth, then there will be time devoted by them to help elevate the race, stir up the dormant understanding, stir up the muddy water so that it can be filtered, purified, and provide new life for a new thinking generation to save humanity from the potential of the dark ages prophesied by Mary Baker Eddy, if this is not overcome, if the evil that is so prevalent in daily life is not faced, exposed, and eradicated. Human activity alone is not going to solve the problem, although certainly elevating the human activity, as Jesus showed us, is very important. Mary Baker Eddy stated that the magnitude of the humanity of Jesus enabled his divinity. So we certainly have to be elevating and magnifying human life, refining it, instead of hating on a human level. We have to be loving on a human level. And the same with every other quality of God compared to its supposed opposite. Henry Drummond wrote a pamphlet entitled The Greatest Thing in the World. And if one has a desire to elevate the human sense of love, they can begin with that. Mary Baker Eddy was questioned as to what she would change in that little booklet, and she said nothing. She said it was a very fine writing. The capacity to love on a human level is innate in all humanity. The capacity is there. The question is one sick and tired enough of the discord of hate to flip and exchange, totally replacing the little things that one does from activities of hate to activities of love. Or is one just going to be passive, like the empty closet, unless there's a structure there and a discipline so that it is utilized in an efficient manner, such that anything that is needed can be located instantly? And in this case, we're talking about the thoughts in consciousness. The closet is only a symbol. But what is being referred to at this moment is one's entire house, which is a symbol for one's consciousness. Are we going to have it structured and disciplined? Or is it just going to be a sponge for anything that knocks on the door? Is one going to let the salesman get his foot in the door such that we cannot shut it, and he works his way completely in and convinces us to buy something that probably is not needed, not desired, and may not be even of the standard of which we would accept, even if we did have a need for it? That's just an example for what is meant when we say, don't let the salesman put his foot in the door. What has been said so far should be an encouragement and an eye-opener to realize that there should be dedicated time on a consistent and continuous basis to pray for America, to assist in escaping another Dark Ages. With this introduction, this recording will be closed, and other recordings will be offered, which will be actual treatments, which will be suggestions for how one may approach prayerful treatment for America or any country in which one may reside and desires freedom as opposed to anything that is unlike the life that God's man should be living. The end of this recording.